Sea ships, Nyssen told him, taking the nippled cylinder from the table in front of him.
Nothing but goddamn sea ships on that place. No temples.
He closed his eyes, put his head back, and drank.
There might, Jandra Lajeli said, be temples on the ships.
There might be a fucking drunk on this spy ship, Lam said, watching Nyssen.
Nyssen looked at him.
You'd better sober up fast, Nyssen, Lam continued, pointing with one finger at the smaller man.
Think I'll head for the hangar, Whoopsland said, standing and walking out of the mess.
I'm going to see a Craiglin once a hand,
Mip said, leaving in the opposite direction through another door.
Think we could see any of those megaships yet?
Avager was looking back at the screen. Dorilo looked up at it too.
That'd be fucking stupid, Lam told him. They aren't that big.
They're big,
Nyssen said, nodding to himself and the small cylinder. Lam looked at him, then at the others and shook his head.
Yeah,
Nyssen said.
They're pretty big.
They're actually no more than a few kilometres long,
sighed Jandra Lajeli, sitting back in his chair and looking thoughtful, emphasising the scar marks still further.
So you won't see them from this far out, but they certainly are large.
And they just go round and round the whole orbital? Yelsen said. She already knew, but she would rather have them on Ladishian talking than Lam and Nyssen arguing. Horza smiled to himself. Jandra Lajeli nodded.
Forever and ever. It takes them about 40 years to go right round in a circle.
Don't they ever stop? Yelsin asked. Jandra Lajeli looked at her and raised an eyebrow.
It takes them several years just to get to full speed, young lady. They weigh about 1 billion tons.
They never stop.
They just keep going round in circles. Full-size liners go on excursions and act as tenders. And they use aircraft, too.
Did you know?
Avager said, looking round though still seated at the table and leaning forward with his elbows tightly folded.
You actually weigh less on a megaship. It's because they go round in the opposite direction from the way the orbital spins.
Avager paused and frowned.
Or is it the other way round?
Ah, fuck, Lam said, shaking his head violently, then getting up and leaving.
Jandra Lajeli frowned.
Fascinating, he said.
Dorilo smiled at Avager, and the old man looked round the others, nodding.
Well, whatever. It's a fact, Avager declared.
Right.
Craiglin placed one foot up on the shuttle's rear ramp and put his hands on his hips. He wore a pair of shorts. His suit stood ready to be put on, open down the chest front like a discarded insect skin just behind him.
I told you we've got a job. This is what it is.
Craiglin paused, looked at the company standing or sitting or leaning on guns and rifles throughout the hangar.
We're going to hit one of the megaships.
He paused, apparently waiting for a reaction. Only Avager looked surprised and in any way excited. The rest, with only Mip and the recently woken Lenipobra absent, seemed unimpressed. Mip was on the bridge. Lenipobra was still struggling to get ready in his cabin.
Well, Craiglin said, annoyed. You all know that Vavetch is going to get blown away by the culture in a few days. People have been getting everything they can off the place, and the megaships are all abandoned now, apart from a few wrecking and salvage teams. I guess all the valuables are off them. But there is one ship called the Ormadreka, where a couple of the teams had a little argument. Some careless person let off a little nuke, and now the Ormadreka's got a damn great hole in one side. It's still afloat, and it's still scrubbing off speed, but because the nuke went off on one side and that hole hasn't done a lot for the ship's streamlining, it started going round in a big curve, and it's getting closer to the outside edge wall all the time. The last transmission I picked up, nobody was sure whether it would hit before the culture starts blasting or not. But they don't seem happy to take the chance, so it looks like there isn't anybody on board.
You want us to go onto it? Yelsen said.
Yeah, because I've been on the Ormadreka. And I think I know something people would have forgotten in the rush to get off. Bow lasers.
A few of the company looked sceptically from one to another.
Yeah, megaships have bow lasers, especially the Ormadreka.
They used to sail through stretches of the Circle Sea a lot of the other ships didn't go through. Places where there was a lot of floating weeds or icebergs. It couldn't exactly manoeuvre out of the way, so it had to be able to destroy anything in its path and have the firepower to do it. The Ulmadrecker's front armament would put a few fleet battleships to shame. That thing could frazzle its way through an iceberg bigger than it was itself and blast islands of floatweed out of the water so big that people used to think it was attacking the edgeland. My guess, and it's an educated one because I've been reading between the lines of the outcoming signals, is that nobody's remembered about all that weaponry, and so we're going to go for it.